Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Giving away some money at 725 with the two grand slam. Taking your phone calls on a Victory Tuesday. Let's go! Lions in Baltimore. What did they prove? Proved a lot. Proved that they're one of the elite teams in the NFL. Proved that a lot of our questions, they could answer. How are you going to replace the coordinators? Great game plans on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. What about the offensive line without Frank Ragnow? Multiple 95-plus yard drives in the game. Holy grit. And if you have questions about a pass rush, John?
7 sacks.
And they certainly were. Muhammad a couple, Hutch getting in there, plus a forced fumble. Your questions are answered. Any doubts from week one are gone. What did they prove to you? 248-539-9797. George in Metamora. I see here on the screener you were super jazzed about that game.
I absolutely was. Hello, good morning, boys. For me, a couple quick things. Since the Dan Campbell era started, the Green Bay game, when they kept them out of the playoffs, to me, that was just like a turning point for me. The Kansas City game was great. This trumped them all. I mean, they were men last night. We watched Ratledge. We watched Mahogany become men last night. They punched him in the mouth. The amount of time Jared Goff had to pass last night was amazing. Derek Barnes, I know caller Marcus mentioned it. I thought he was a man last night. Going into the season, I thought Baltimore definitely a Super Bowl favorite. They went in and punched him in the mouth. I mean, they went in there, they ate a sandwich, they kissed their girlfriend. They owned them last night. I haven't seen a statement win like that. I would argue that that was better than the Rams and Bucks playoff win. They were it last. I can't even articulate how jazzed I am about it.
It's so tough because, like, playoff wins, specifically the Rams playoff win, the first home playoff win in Detroit, is always going to be up there until they win an NFC title or the Super Bowl. But for regular season games, it's on the short list.
Yeah. But the beautiful thing is now, so going back to Green Bay at the end of the 22 season.
Yeah.
Every single year, you're adding to that list.
Right. And it's a fun exercise.
You're adding more contenders for the greatest win in the Campbell Holmes era.
So think about it. You could start it with keeping Green Bay out of the playoffs at the end of the 22 season. I think January of 23 is when the game was played. The start of the 23 season in Kansas City, reigning Super Bowl champs, win that game, set the tone.
Rams playoff, Tampa playoff.
Yeah, of course. Last year, I would point to the Vikings game when it was 14 wins against 14 wins, division on the line, first round bye on the line. Because of what was at stake, I put that number one. But now you throw Baltimore in the mix. And by the way, they're not done.
Yeah.
They're not done. There's going to be more kick-ass games this season. They play a lot of heavy hitters. And, John, that's the thing. They proved they're a heavy hitter. They're the hammer, and other people are the nail.
And eventually, because this is the trend of adding more games, we're going to get to, well, how are we going to tier? What are the top tiers of the Campbell era victories? And, okay, you got three in the top tier. You've got four or five because you start going down to the lower tier and you think about the statement that they made in Dallas last year.
Different kind of game.
A different kind of game, but it was very impactful for that season.
I'm like picturing this like a layer cake.
Yeah. Well, we always tier quarterbacks. Yeah, we tier running backs. We tier offensive lines.
How about this? It's more of like your spice drawer, like different emotions for different games.
Yeah.
Well, you want to do the cake thing? I'll use the Stoney analogy. Last night was the candy on top of the dessert. Last night was the best regular season win under this regime because it reaffirmed everything. The style they did it, the way they pounded the ball, the offensive line, the jump, and the way they play in just 2 weeks. All the questions in the offseason, I think, have been erased. What do you want to say? I still think pass rush will be a problem maybe at times. We'll get McNeil back. You know, they're going to go through some injuries. But last night, they put the hammer down. They went in and they bullied the Baltimore Ravens. You just don't see that.
You don't, because all the stats that have come out are like, Baltimore hasn't had this happen in a decade or 2 decades or 3 decades in some cases.
Right, and I get, you know, later in the season, we may be talking about pass rush, but you're going to get better when Aleem McNeil comes back.
And even smaller guys like Pascal coming back at some point is going to help
Pascal
out.
Pascal coming back, but it's, and Davenport sounds like he might be back. Say that somewhat sarcastically. Anyway, when you have a player like Aiden Hutchinson, and I know everybody's going to sit there and say, well, he hasn't been, you know, getting after quarterbacks, but when you watch the way that they're protecting against Aiden Hutchinson, they're starting with the tight end, and then he's got to get through a tackle. Then he's got to, you know, worry about a chip from a running back. When all of those resources are being committed to one guy, what do you have to have? You have to have wins, because you're going to have one-on-one matchups. And right now, as we sit today, Al-Quadin Muhammad is... No, what did I say? Yeah,
no, you're right.
You looked at me like I said something
no,
wrong.
No, I was like perking up. This is good stuff.
Al-Quadin Muhammad is winning those one-on-one battles.
He leads
He's
team
got
sacks.
3.5 sacks.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get wins. Now, it'll be better when you can get some of those wins from Aleem McNeil. And as Tyleek Williams continues to get better, you're going to get some wins from him, even if it's just the push of the pocket.
Let's get to the phones. We've got DeAndre in Highland Park. DeAndre, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to talk about that great win we had. And
hell
I
yeah.
just wanted to say how they took our seat from the table for the Super Bowl contenders after that first game. And we back at the table, man. I told my friends, I said, we putting the league on notice after this Baltimore game. And they just confirmed what I said, man. It just was beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, hey, you know, save me a seat. That's the save me a seat game.
Yeah, we're not going to sit at the little kid's table at Thanksgiving.
No.
This is, give me a plate, give me the turkey, give me the mashed potatoes, give me everything.
I mean,
I'm looking to sit at the head of the table kind of game.
It's fact this morning, and this can change. The window's not closed. The window's not closing. The window is wide open. That's one of the biggest offseason errors there were, because they had the three excuses with the coordinators and
pass rush and
pass
rush.
Yeah, you know, and they've erased it because you have to, the credibility of who they beat last night. And they had a little bit of attrition on their D line.
Yeah, but we don't have McNeil. So,
exactly.
I mean, come on.
Nobody's saying that this morning, by the way.
Right. And so everybody's looking at it. And I saw this. There was a ranking yesterday that came out in the terms of the head coaches. Andy Reid's still at top. And I think Dan Campbell was like 8. Sirianni was 7. And Sirianni will be above Dan Campbell until Dan Campbell wins a Super Bowl.
Understood.
There's no question about it. But what were some of the struggles that Sirianni had in getting to the Super Bowl, replacing coordinators? What happened then that very first year where he had to replace coordinators?
He didn't do a good job.
It was a disaster. I think they were a 9-8 team. They just got into the playoffs.
And they
lost
to the Bucs in the first round.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden, Dan Campbell appears to have simply just reloaded at the coordinator position.
It looks like it. Like Morton, we talked about it, had been here before. It's still Dan Campbell's offense. The principles are the same. It looks just as good, if not better, than when Ben Johnson was here. And on defense, like Kelvin Shepard was a dude, like if you were paying attention, was carving out a future DC gig. And it was an obvious call to promote from within. And he had a great game plan. The team backed him up. They played phenomenal. Let's get to Brian in Dearborn Heights. Brian, good morning. Victory Tuesday.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Phenomenal.
I was remembering the very last episode of Hard Knocks when they sat Dan Campbell down and asked him, what will the Detroit Lions be? And he goes and sits there, pauses for the longest time and says, the Detroit Lions will be the team that can and will. Last night, they proved it to me. This team has all the parts that are necessary. This team has the talent. They have the superstars. They have the composure. They have everything that is needed. And now I finally believe that Detroit Lions can and will this year. They don't have the problems from last year with the defense getting crippled and losing so many players that there was nothing left.
Yet.
That's not
yet this is
this
week
year.
Three. They didn't lose Hutch until week five, and then everything, you know, cascaded off of that. So, but you're right. Yeah, they don't have those injuries yet. And they
you're
might not.
Like, yeah, so you're not like pushing that out in the universe. You just know it's a grueling schedule. It happens. Injuries happen to everybody.
Right. And so at near full strength, because they're not at full strength, and no one's going to be at full strength for the rest of the season. But at near full strength, this is what you should expect from this team. Performances like this. But what happens, because we've already seen the injury reports, and I'm not talking about, you know, from last night, but what happens if Taylor Decker misses a game? What happens if, in before you get Aleem McNeil back, maybe DJ Reader misses a game? Or Al-Quadin Muhammad gets dinged up? Like, there are still, those things can happen.
You'll have to navigate
this. Is week three.
Ann in Macomb, good morning.
Hello, guys. Good morning. This win was great all around. I mean, the pregame read was spot on. To come out strong, score on the first drive, get to Lamar if you can, knowing it was going to be difficult, but seven sacks, I mean, come on. Eat up the game clock. If I'm Dan Campbell, I have a hard time deciding who to give the game balls to, including the defensive coordinator. I was even excited for the young guy, Nowoski, being able to add to his resume that yep. he sacked Lamar Jackson. I mean, I thought Hutch and Amon-Ra Laporta, Montgomery, I mean, it was just impressive all around. I've been a Lions fan since birth, but shame on me because I got a little nervous last night. But they made a statement from beginning to end. I'm happy for Campbell, the whole team. I just thought it was phenomenal.
Well, no, it's not shame on you, Ann. There were a lot of people very nervous going into Baltimore last night, and rightfully so, because of the history that Baltimore has had of playing at home. Because of the history that Detroit has had even before Lamar, but playing against Baltimore.
I got pages of text. We got calls. We're going to stay on the Lions. I did want to pass this one along because it's a note for you, John.
Oh.
It says, John, if this guy starts talking double-digit anything, please choke him out, Eric yeah. in Bloomfield.
There'll be a double-digit black eyes.
Demolition.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, we got two grand slam.
Dot that I twice.
Triple D.
Heather's News, two grand slam. Lions lines, talking to fans all day today. It's 97.1.
Hey, Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of helping thousands of guys across Southeast Michigan regrow their hair and restore their confidence. So to celebrate, he's giving you up to 30% off any hair transplant to mark the milestone. Now, Dr. B, he is a true pioneer. He's one of the first to use your own hair to stimulate new growth. So what once seemed like science fiction is now changing lives right here in Michigan. And he believes in it so much, not only has he had the procedure himself, he recently performed it on his own son as well. So forget those outdated methods. No stitches, no staples, no embarrassing scars. Just real results with hair you can run your fingers through. He offers the most advanced treatments, including natural therapies that just keep improving, and he guarantees all of them. So the sooner you go to see Dr. B, the more options you have. Book now at MichiganHairRestoration.com. Make sure you mention 97.1 to unlock your exclusive discount for the month of September only.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
We're going to get more of your phone calls in today. Big time Lions win. First, Heather with the news.
Yeah, so PETA, they can always find someone or something to be upset about. And the most recent person to upset the animal rights organization is Tom Brady. So on Sunday, Brady called the Cowboys versus Bears matchup, and after Cowboys wide receiver George Pickens was seen slamming his helmet into the ground, Brady's reaction turned some heads. Did you hear that? Kick the dog, throw the helmet. It was the
It's a figure of speech.
I know.
Is it? I've never heard it, but I mean, I understand that it is. I've never heard kick the dog.
I've heard it.
I've heard it. You probably should.
This is PETA just trying to get attention.
It is.
Stoney's favorite group.
It is. I agree. They also said, like, we know he's very kind to animals, but they're encouraging him to remember that millions of people listen to him and that the language that he uses, it can either encourage kindness or violence towards animals. So just be aware of what you're saying is all they're telling Brady,
sure.
Right?
Words matter. But
words
I mean, we say it all the time.
Yeah. I've really never heard that. I've really never heard kick the dog.
Oh, there's,
but you know
there's
what I do
variation.
Say? I do
you.
Say, yeah. Oh, shoot the cat. That's no better.
That's not okay.
I know, but I say it a lot.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the dog survives. I think your cat's done.
I didn't say fatally shoot the cat.
Well, just, you think it's
where are you going to shoot it in the paw?
Shoot the cat. Have you heard that phrase?
No.
No.
You've never heard shoot the cat?
No.
No, I say that a lot. I do say that
a lot.
You say
I'm not
that a
cat
lot.
Person,
I do,
yeah.
Because I'm when I'm around the kids and I'm trying not to swear, I'm like, oh, shoot the cat. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Powers, get ready for the emails. PETA.
So this saying, kick the dog, is just something that's been phased out. It used to be like old slang. It's kind of calling, like, imagine Colin calling you my old lady. You know? The same thing. I mean, who does that anymore?
Yeah. The wife.
But it used to be.
Yeah, yes. Same as what I say, too. I'm sure it's not really a phrase people use anymore. Anyway, after 5-year-old Thomas Cooper died earlier this year while inside a hyperbaric chamber in Troy, his family retained Figer Law to represent them in court. And now, on Monday, the law firm announced it is filing a $100 million lawsuit on behalf of the family. While announcing the lawsuit, Figer Law named 8 defendants in the suit, including the 4 people who are already charged in criminal court. And during a press conference, Figer Law managing partner James Harrington said that the chamber that exploded and killed Thomas was not operating with safety for anyone in mind. He noted that Thomas's death was preventable and said that the lawsuit is about getting justice for Thomas. You guys, this is your chance to win $2,000. Give us a call now at 248-539-9797. Hey, this is kind of cool. My Chemical Romance will be making a stop at Comerica Park next year on August 21st as part of its new tour, The Black Parade 2026. So Iggy Pop, who's also a native of Ann Arbor, will be there as well. Pretty cool. Tickets go on sale at noon Friday through Ticketmaster.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Love that. All right. Let's give away some money.
This would be awesome if we could give away $2,000 today on this Victory Tuesday. We all know the rules. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly, and hopefully we can give away $2,000.
Our contestant this morning, River in Detroit. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. Go Lions.
Go Lions.
Go Lions. Yeah.
River, have you played before?
I have not.
I didn't think so, because I think I would remember your name.
River. Yeah. From Detroit.
The Detroit River.
Detroit River.
I didn't think like that, but sure. You think
never heard that one before. You have your River.
No, that's a purse.
All right, so you know the rules. If there's one you don't know, say pass, and hopefully if there's enough time, we'll get back to it. But River, your time is going to start right now. Who do the Detroit Lions play on Sunday?
Cleveland Browns.
This team clinched the National League East last week.
Pass.
Duke University is located in this North Carolina city.
Durham.
Who played Captain Marvel in Captain Marvel?
Chris Evans.
Who do the Detroit Red Wings play tonight?
Pass.
Budapest is the capital of this country.
Hungary.
Who is the head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Oh my gosh, who knows? Pass.
This American musical group had the 2009 hit Boom Boom Pow.
Black Eyed Peas.
Alex Anzalone played at this college.
Pass.
This team currently leads the NFC West.
The Chargers.
This team clinched the National League East last week.
Pass.
Who do the Red Wings play tonight?
Lightning.
Who is the head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Pass. Florida.
It's tough, man.
It's hard.
I love your commentary. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who's thinking of the Oklahoma City Thunder in September? One. Come on.
So if you got back to the Anzalone one, what would you say?
Florida, I think.
Yes, it is Florida. Yeah.
We got you with four, though.
$100.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah.
All righty.
It's my birthday today. So,
hey. Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, there's a C note for you.
We're going to put you on hold. Stay there. Greg will get you info. We'll make sure you get paid. We'll go through this. Happy birthday to River.
He was one of the most entertaining contestants
like,
we've
how
had.
About the NFC West, and he says Chargers, and he knows, I know what I did wrong. It's AFC, NFC. John, Grand Slam. Two Grand Slam.
It's brought to you by Femininio Law. Get David, get paid.
Let's go through it. Lions play the Browns on Sunday, and they cannot possibly be overlooking him after what they did to Green Bay. Team that clinched the NL East.
That'd be the Phillies.
Yep. Duke is in which North Carolina city?
Durham. He nailed that one.
Who played Captain Marvel in Captain Marvel?
Yeah. He said what?
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans,
He's thinking Captain America. We needed Brie Larson. Who do the Red Wings play tonight?
The Blackhawks. Again, no chance.
No chance.
Preseason hockey.
I know. Budapest is in Hungary.
Oh, that was a nice one.
Head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder is?
Dagnall.
Nobody's thinking about that. The American musical group with the 09 hit, Boom Boom Pow.
Yeah, the Black Eyed Peas. I just thought it was hilarious when Heather read it.
This is a new thing I'm going to start doing. I can get Heather to say things that I want based on questions and answers.
She says Boom Boom Pow. It just made me laugh.
Pretty sure Boom Boom Pow is David Montgomery's run style.
Yeah, we need to get that and use it for...
with a highlight montage?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Anzalone played at Florida, and we needed the Niners as the team that leads the NFC West.
Good job on his birthday. I mean, that was a tough one. That was a real tough one.
No kidding. All right, guys. Lions phone calls. Lions win. What the Lions prove, and where does that rank for Dan Campbell regular season wins? Love these kind of shows. Not a victory Monday, but a victory Tuesday, and it is sweet. It's 97.1.
Protect your biggest investment, your home, and your wallet this Labor Day with Rapid Roofing. Right now, you can pick from two big savings options. One, take $2,000 off a new roof. Or two, lock in 5 years of no-interest financing until 2030 on approved credit. Rapid Roofing will give you a free 17-point attic and roof inspection, and most roofs installed and finished in just one day. And you better make that call now because winter is on the way, and by all reports, it's going to be a cold one, might be a snowy one. Don't wait. Call 888-360-ROOF or visit rapidroofing.com. Valid until September 30th. Cannot be combined with other offers. Other restrictions may apply. See website, which is rapidroofing.com, for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
I got her to sing.
Incredible.
Heather is blushing.
My eyes are watering. So awesome. Because it's funny. I was really trying not to say it like the song goes in the two Grand Slam.
You didn't want to sing it. You want to sing it now?
No.
I mean, we got the music.
Let it go, Fergie.
On. What'd you say?
Let it go, Fergie.
No.
Good morning, everybody. It is a Lions victory Tuesday. These are the fun shows, guys. We're going to get right to the phones, okay? Like, we're going to miss something. We can't possibly highlight all the great from last night. We had a couple questions to help you guys.
There's so many things we can do with that.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Dan Miller, touchdown. One of the great calls followed up by...
It's David Montgomery. Couple questions. What did the Lions prove with that performance? And... is it the best regular season win of the Dan Campbell era? Let's get to the phones. Let's get to people. Pete in Chesterfield. Pete, good morning.
You got to mix a little shoot the cat in with that next time.
Yeah. What's it sound like? Boom, boom, pow.
Oh, no.
No.
Thanks for the great idea, Pete. We'll make sure we capitalize on that one.
I'm full of them. Call me back anytime. Thanks, guys. Appreciate taking the call. Real quick, I don't want to throw cold water on this. I swear I'm a positive guy, and I'm not going to be super negative. But, what were we worried about after the first game? The Packers looked like us. They got after the quarterback. They ran the ball when they needed to, and they controlled the game, right? It almost looked like our identity was going away, and they were assuming it, right? Then we beat the Bears, who we were supposed to beat. Good game. Nice momentum. Then last night we do what we did, right? And I agree with everything that's been said. It's a statement game. It's a big game. You bullied the Ravens. But we've only proven one thing, in my opinion, and that is we're still the Detroit Lions, and we can still do this. all this talk about Super Bowl and power rankings 3 weeks into the season, what we've proven is those two coordinators and those six assistants didn't take our identity when they left.
Ding, ding, ding.
We are still the Detroit Lions. There's still a long season to play. There's still a lot of things to fix, which should be exciting. But we didn't prove anything else. We're not, you know, Super Bowl favorites. It's not the road goes through Detroit. It's a big win, a good win. We're still the Lions. We still got grit, got some things to fix, and that should all be exciting.
But I guess, Pete, I don't understand the point of this call. Like, they didn't win the Super Bowl last night.
Nope.
Heard. Gotcha. Same page. And I even said yesterday, the thing that's going to define this team is going to be what they do in the postseason, not the regular season. But as far as regular season wins go, you're going to be hard-pressed to find many better than that. And we've kind of chronicled some of them, right? I think Minnesota last year with what was on the line naturally is my number one. But if you liked this performance more, I'm not going to fight you. If you preferred Kansas City to kick off kind of who the Lions have become at the start of the 23 season, or maybe you thought it was foreshadowing when they beat Green Bay at the end of the 22 season, but we're on the short list, right? We're talking 3-4 games, the best of the Dan Campbell era in the regular season, and it was last night. So, no, they did not win the Super Bowl. We will hold off on any parade planning. But, John, it was a game that showed they belong.
Well, that's the thing, is it showed that they belong, and it also, this weekend showed that, I mean, any given Sunday, right?
With the Browns?
And so, yeah,
with the Panthers?
The Browns, the Panthers, like, it's what the Browns did to Green Bay. It's surprising. It's shocking. It was not predicted, but it happens throughout the course of 17 weeks. And the Lions, did they just have that one in week one?
Well, and it would be understandable.
And we won't know until they play him on Thanksgiving.
We don't know, but okay. This only counts for one, but it opens the door to a much hotter start than anybody forecasted. Not some 3-3 stay alive, but a 5-1, 6-1 get to the bye. It's on the table. No one's guaranteeing all these wins and giving them all these wins, but it's on the table when you win that way, when you play that way, when you take a game away that everybody thought was going to be a loss. They proved they're one of the elite teams. They proved they're the hammer, not the nail. They proved that the identity didn't leave the building when Ragnow left, when the coordinators left. Multiple 95-plus play drives, or 95-yard drives, two of them in the game, ran for 200 yards, zero sacks, seven by their defensive front. Yeah, I'd say they were more than good last night against the most mobile of all mobile quarterbacks.
And what did it put on the table? It put on the table everything that we had hoped would possibly be last year.
They have a seat at the table. They confirmed it, and they took away all doubts in 2 weeks after that disaster in Green Bay.
Think about it. All the questions we had and the nightmares that week one provided, we had questions. They had answers. They answered all of them.
Like, to me, they confirmed what they were in Dallas for 2.5 quarters last year. A complete juggernaut machine. And the only thing that's going to derail this, in my mind, is they get the bad injury luck again.
Which, look, you can't control.
Right, you can't control that, and it can happen to anyone.
And they should be getting Ali McNeil back, by the way, once that bye.
Right, things should go in reverse, hopefully, a little bit this year. But in terms of what's on the table, it puts everything that your hopes and dreams, right? It's on the table that you could be 6-1 at the bye. Now, it doesn't mean you will be, and I don't necessarily think they will be, but it's Cleveland, and it's a trip to Cincinnati without Joe Burrow. We saw what that effect had on them this past weekend. It's a trip to Kansas City
without Rashi Rice.
Without Rashi Rice, they're 1-2, and there seems to be issues in Kansas City. And it's hosting a game against Tampa. You get the bye week. We talked about how difficult this schedule was at Washington, at Philly. Now, those games still appear to be very, very difficult. But you got the one that no one thought that you would win at the beginning of the season.
And they're going to have a loss that you don't see coming, too.
Of course.
That's fine. And maybe that was Green Bay.
But the tape, people are going to react to the tape.
Of course.
Like Steve Spagnuolo is a great defensive coordinator, okay? So he's going to come up with a solid game plan to stop what the Lions are doing successfully. And you're still going to see, times of Mahogany and Ratledge struggle because they're so new. A good DC is going to dial up something.
Of course, twists, stunts, blitzes, try to get them off their heels a little bit.
There are bumps on the road, but they're on the road, man. People thought they were off it.
If you get to the bye week and you are 6-1, or my point was going to be you're 5-2. Now all of a sudden you start to get to that last part of the schedule where we all looked and said, "Oh, New York, that doesn't seem so bad. Dallas doesn't seem so bad. Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Chicago." Like all of those games, like the easy part of the schedule.
It sets up well.
Yeah.
End the season playing your best ball. Hey, quick note. You mentioned Chiefs coming up. Chiefs and Ravens play this week. They're both 1-2.
Somebody's going to be 1-3.
One of them will start 1-3 for the first time
in a decade.
It's in Kansas City. Ooh. All right, let's get back to the people. Let's get to Tom. You're on 97.1. Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Appreciate taking my call. Something nobody's talking about is what a tackle by Jake Bates, man. That like changed the game because they don't score and that dude was gone. So secondly, and Schefter mentioned it before the game, I'm getting real sick of people targeting Hutch's legs. It's been going on a lot in these first couple games. Chicago just hammered him on that cut block. And I'm just worried about his leg, and then he comes out of the news conference yesterday with a huge ice pack on his left knee. So that was pretty much it. Big win. Happy for the guys.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I'll address that. I don't think they are targeting his leg, but if you have a really big, strong dude and you're a little person, and I say little person by tight end, wide receiver, running back, what are you going to do? You're going to go at his legs.
You can't take him head on.
Yeah, and so... it's something that he is going to have to continue to learn to defend himself. And I can't remember, I think it was the Chicago game. What did he do? Somebody came and cut him and he just hurtled them. Like, okay, I mean, those are going to be the ways that people approach blocking Aiden Hutchinson.
TJ Lang is going to join the show 9:02. He was in Baltimore. We'll get his takeaways on the game. We have room for all of you guys on the phones this morning, 248-539-9797. When we have Dan Campbell locker room audio, we will play it. We are waiting for them to post it. We will give that to you as soon as we can. It's 97.1.
Hey, there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. Whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
That was an awesome play. Fourth down, a little trickeration. Had the defense flat-footed. Lions converting all three of their fourth downs in the game. Relentless. I think about that Hard Knocks clip. We're going to drag you out to deep water. We're going to outlast you. The other team's coming up for air. And the Lions are a methodical machine, bullying Baltimore in Baltimore. What did they prove? And where did that rank? Dan Campbell regular season wins. Let's get to Matt on a cell. Matt, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
We all know Goff is good if he sits in the pocket, has time. But what does it look like with Matabike and Kyle Van Noy in the game? Does he fall apart, throw a couple picks, get destroyed, fall over? You know, I get that they had a great game. I'm not trying to take anything away, but with those two guys out, I just don't see it going the same way if they were back in it.
Say that
he's
again.
Saying no, Van Noy and Matabuke. Saying that would Goff have been flustered and sacked? And,
oh, are we going? Are you pulling the Tirico? This is an asterisk game?
No. Definitely not an asterisk game, but I can't stand how every time Goff gets touched, he collapses or gets on little pressure, he throws picks. And
well, he got off his mark a couple times yesterday. Didn't throw a pick, did he?
He had a clean pocket.
Did he get thrown off his mark?
He had a pretty clean pocket.
He had a pretty clean pocket, but yeah, but there were
a couple of times yesterday.
Yeah, but there were a couple of times where he did early in the game had to escape the pocket, and I'm not going to sit here and say he threw a dime, but he didn't throw an interception.
No, he had a couple throws in the bucket. Goff played a very nice game. His point is, if he's pressured, he wouldn't look as good. I just don't know, like, what world are we living in? He wasn't, and he didn't.
And Goff can't go on the road and win a big game. He just did.
I know. And again, the counter is no McNeil, no Pascal. It's not like the Lions were 100%. You can't do this because there's going to be games this year where you're missing someone and they're missing someone, and you just go out and play and you find a way to win. They settle for a field goal. They get stuffed at the goal line. Jack Campbell makes a hell of a play on a fourth down. The Lions made a couple stops and their offense was nearly unstoppable.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it's a weird phone call to make today.
Yeah. I mean, Goff is not going to be, he's never going to be ranked as QB1 in the league. But we're damn lucky to have him. And especially like last night, that to me, what did I say to you this morning? That was NFC Championship game Goff. You won. You were in that game because of the performance that Goff made. And you even mentioned it. Hey, fourth down and goal. Or I mean, fourth.
And three at and midfield three. Ball game.
Yeah, you put the ball in the hands of a receiver and he catches it. What happens? You win the game. I can't predict what happened in the NFC Championship game. I can't believe we just took that call.
I know. By the way, Josh Reynolds still getting shade years later. Never going to end. Kevin in Garden City. Kevin, good morning.
Wow, man, that was interesting. Man, listen, that was an excellent game, a statement game. Not only that, I think it was more the way the game was played. That second quarter, that 10-minute drive, that 95-and-a-half-yard drive was absolutely excellent. As far as the last caller is concerned, we had players out as well. So, John, to your point, how can we play that game? Well, if they had had a full, if everybody was healthy, it wouldn't have went that way. Well, of course not. I mean, of course things would have been different. Also, I just wanted to say, if given the opportunity to play Jackson or Mahomes, I would have, before the game yesterday, I would have said, man, give me Mahomes, man. I don't want to see Jackson, not yet. But, man, beat him. We beat them, and we beat them handily. So I don't see how we're going to have a lot more adversity. I mean, that was an incredible game. I'm happy. I'm overjoyed. The thing that I learned, though, if I'm just being honest, man, I panicked out like the rest of Detroit at that Green Bay game. Man,
okay.
I did. I panicked out.
It's okay.
I just wanted them to show a little bit more of investment, like I was invested. But I learned a little bit about myself.
And it's no okay.
Lies,
yeah, Kevin, call in any time. Ride that roller coaster of emotions. Like, week one was bad. You don't have to apologize for feeling bad about a bad performance where all of your concerns reared their ugly head. And at the same time, you right the wrong. You answer those questions.
Yeah.
The very next road game against a Super Bowl contemporary, you beat him. You bully him.
Yeah.
You batter him. And he's right. That 90, it was 98 and a half yards over 11 minutes.
Beautiful.
Holy grit. I mean, that is everything you'd want from a football team.
Yeah.
And now that's 90 points in two games.
Which is
the first time since 1962 that this team has had a performance, back-to-back performances of 90 points.
Well, now that you brought that up, I know Green Bay was the nemesis that year.
Yeah, well, it wasn't me that brought it up, and I don't remember who it was.
Edwarder.
Yeah.
62 is the stat. Wait, Green Bay was the nemesis in 62?
He got something besides the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's not talking about a lot these days, so.
Couple ticket texts. Are fans okay with Dan Campbell doing commercials now?
Yeah, what about John Morton up in the booth they showed him last night?
Yep.
Man, he would have been on the sideline. They would have put up 60.
Speaking of the coordinators, one pride, baby. Coordinators call beautiful games. The players played their hearts out. They were relentless. It's hunting season, baby. Ravens looked like pigeons. We had King Henry crying on the sideline. I've never seen Lamar frustrated like that. That's why we watch football.
Mm. It was beautiful, especially when Henry went to the sidelines after the fumble. And you heard Aikman at the beginning of the game talk about, you know, in his conversations with Derrick Henry, how much it bothered him, the fumble the week before. And in week one, he's had three fumbles, three games, three fumbles. Like, that hasn't been a part of his makeup throughout the course of his career and how much it bothered him. And you kind of sit there going, and then he goes for that, I think it was the 28-yard run. You're like, ooh, man, this guy's really focused.
So after
nothing
that. After the first drive, he had like 15 yards.
Yeah, 22. I mean, so he had what? Was it 12 carries for 50 yards, and one of them was for 28?
So, I mean, you do the math.
11 for 22?
Think of, we said, yeah, well, who are you going to take away, Lamar or Henry?
How about both?
The answer's both. All right, back to the people. Angelo, South Lyon, you're on 97.1.
Hi. I wanted to call in and say that obviously I thought it was a very complete game all the way around. I was trying to think of one way they struggled or one something, but Terrion Arnold, I'm going to just come out and say it. I feel like he's the liability on our team, and he's always getting beat, and if he's not getting beat, he's got to draw the flag to keep from giving up the big player a touchdown.
He was probably the worst part of that game.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously, I think so. I don't know, like, what do they do moving forward?
Play
him? How do they correct?
I mean, they're not going to...
Well, yeah, you know, it's been, what, is this his third year now?
Second year.
And I just... Second, okay. And I just feel like he's... I always want to see him do well, obviously, but it just doesn't seem like he's taken any steps or, you know, made any progress.
John, are you mad at this phone call?
No. No,
no,
I mean,
no, not at all. I love the Lions. I love them. And, you know, I just try to look at it realistically.
I think you're a little annoyed that this is the phone call that this guy's making,
no,
John.
No, there are things that they need to do better. Like, we all love the Jake Bates tackle. But what about the 50 yards prior to that? Like, the coverage wasn't there. There was a breakdown at some point. And so, yeah, you have a great play that covers up some deficiencies. But that's what makes an NFL game. You're not going to play a perfect game. You're not going to have a perfect performance by all 11 on defense, all 11 on offense, all 11 on special teams. Jake Bates missed the field goal.
Yeah, it's from
67 yards. Yeah, I thought for sure.
Two states over, he kicked it.
It was going to be, that was a reckoning moment.
Oh, because they broke the record against us.
Yeah. And I was thinking about Tom and his son sitting there weeping at Ford Field.
For the record, I didn't cry. He did.
I'm not so sure.
I said you and your son weeping.
That's definitely the biggest moment I've ever attended a sporting event. When it hit the crossbar and it was just trickling over. Yeah. See, why'd you bring that up?
Yeah, John. That's such a joyous
because we just beat him down. But that's...
It is interesting.
I understand
to me.
It's
not
one game, and we have one game where they didn't play well. We have one game where they played against an inferior opponent and they dominated. We have a game where they played against a Super Bowl contender and they kicked their ass. And then we got callers calling up about Jared Goff and Terrion Arnold.
And what if the injuries?
Yeah.
It's so funny to me. We had open lines. But if you're going to wait on hold for like a half hour to make a point about that game, to use it on like a nitpicking, like, the second corner had a couple blown coverages in one of the greatest wins of the Dan Campbell era. You do you. I mean, we'll talk about it. You call in. That's what we're here for. 248-539-9797. I love this ticket text. Been a Ravens fan for over 20 years, and I have never seen a team run on them like the Lions did last night. I'm pissed, but hats off. What did the Lions prove to you? It's 97-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.